We're following a number of major news stories today, from the impeachment trial and new revelations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton to the Iowa caucuses, which are a week from today, to the coronavirus outbreak.
And I'm in Southern California, where people are still in shock following the death of basketball great Kobe Bryant. We'll have more on that in a few moments.
But first, let's get to Washington, where there is word that more Republican senators may be changing their minds on whether to allow witnesses in the Senate impeachment trial after that report in the New York Times about the draft of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book. Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Franco, the New York Times first reported John Bolton's claims last night. What does the Times say that the book reveals?
Well, the Times report says that John Bolton, according to the manuscript that they write about, claims that President Trump told him that he wanted to withhold military aid from Ukraine until officials agreed to politically charged investigations, including that of Joe Biden and his son.
And that directly contradicts what the president's defense team claimed on Saturday in their first day of legal arguments. Here's Mike Purpura talking about notes of a July 25th call between Trump and the Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The transcript shows that the president did not condition either security assistance or a meeting on anything. The paused security assistance funds aren't even mentioned on the call.
That's one of President Trump's lawyers. How is the White House responding today to these new revelations from Bolton's book?
Right. The president is firing back in a trio of tweets very early this morning. He said that he never said that the aid was tied to investigations, that he never told Bolton this, and that if Bolton is in fact saying this, that all he's doing is trying to sell a book. And so are several of his allies and aides are saying similar things. Mick Mulvaney, the chief of staff, just came out with a statement as well, saying that he never heard Bolton raise any concerns.
So that's the White House. What about moderate Republicans, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, who are sort of on the fence about this idea of maybe extending the trial and calling witnesses like Bolton? Has anything changed there?
Well, it has definitely generated some new conversations. Utah Senator Mitt Romney said it is increasingly likely that other Republicans will join in calling for Bolton to testify. Susan Collins of Maine also released a statement that said that she is part of ongoing conversations with new interests in bringing in new witnesses. But on the other hand, we've also heard from other Republicans, such as Senator Barrasso from Wyoming, saying Bolton is just trying to sell books. Senator Blunt of Missouri saying nothing has changed. So there's still other senators saying we need to hear what the White House lawyers have to say over the next 2 days.
And the rules would be that you'd need 51 senators to say yes to witnesses. And right now, that would mean that the Democrats would have to add 4 Republicans to all of the Democrats in order to get witnesses to testify in the trial. What about the president's defense? What other legal arguments is the president's team going to be presenting as they resume their defense in the Senate?
Right. I mean, this obviously is a key argument, but it's not the only one that they're making. They still have plenty of others to make, such as they will still continue to argue that the president did nothing wrong and that he had valid reasons for withholding the aid, including corruption and burden sharing. They will argue, and they have argued, that the money ultimately flowed, that it was released to the Ukraine, and that the Ukraine never knew that it was being withheld until a news report came out about it. And mostly they will argue that this is simply a political move to interfere with the 2020 election.
Franco, the president keeps tweeting that he wants people to read the transcripts. We should note that no transcript of that key July 25th call with the Ukrainian president has actually been released, only rough notes about what happened on the call, right?
That is correct. I will just add that it is understood to be the rough transcript is understood to be substantively correct. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who was critical of Trump's July phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky, he testified that while some words were missing, he didn't see anything nefarious or consider it a big deal.
Franco, just briefly, do you think there are going to be any more revelations in the next couple of days before the end of the week?
You know, every time I think that there couldn't be one, there is another. So, you know, I'm certainly going to be watching very closely for the next 2 days of what the White House team has to say.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, thank you.
Thank you.